Learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down the name of Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, "Afilu man yama tumas mashkin deraisa, mashke beis mit mechay hilchas gemirula." Even according to man yama, that mashkin on mekabel tumah, and perhaps even metame achayim in deraisa, but there's a halacha lemoishe misinai that mashke beis mit mechay is not mekabel tumah. As I said to Rav Papa, the Gemara doesn't say clearly if Rav Papa is coming to answer any kasha. Rav Papa is saying the statement. So the Gemara had two kashas. One is that Rav Elazar said, "Ein tumah lamashkin kolika teida shehei yireisa ben yezis shrei the mashke beis mit bechaya docha." That Rav Elazar ben yezis said, Rav Elazar said, I mean, that Hadbingu arayi there is no tumah lamashkin. And that was a machlekes Rav and Shmuel if he meant that there's no tumah latam me'achayim, or he meant there's no tumah bechalal. But since Rabbi Yosef ben Yezir said that Mashke beis mitachay is dochan, how could Chazal be metarit? Elamai, it must be that there's no Mashke. The Yilchus of Gemila, Niga Mina Mina. If it's also Gemila, so of course Mashke beis mitachay is dochan, that's the Lachem Beishim Yisinai. But always, otherwise, the Yistam is Mashke Minatari. Mamash Afur is not like our Papa. And then there was another Kasha. Omle Avinu L'Ravashi. Rav Shimon holds Tumas Mashkin Deraisa, and Rav Shimon holds that Mashke Beis Mitachaya was only said Bekelim and not Bekarka. And if it's also Gemila, Mali Kelim, Mali Karka. In other words, if the Pshat is that you need the Tumas Mashkin, that shouldn't be Tumas Mideraisa, so Davka Bekarka, it's not Tumas, because then it's a mikvah. Since Rav Shimon holds that Tumas Mashkin is Deraisa, so it can only be Matar, and Mashke Beis Mitachaya, if it's not Bekarka, Tumas Mideraisa, it would have to be a mikvah, it has to be Bekarka. And if you hold that Mashke beis mit mechayin is lochem eishim esinai, so what's the difference if it's bekelim or bekarka? So the Gemara says kasha. Rashi says kasha garsinan. Rashi says there was another gersa, and Rashi explains how there are papa lav milsihi. The chiyam lav adaite v'loy hoye zochel mishnayin sol. The papa is unishlocked. It's completely shlocked up. He didn't know these braces when he said it. He wasn't concentrating on these braces. L'maisav nada mashke beis mechay is not halacha l'meishim esinai. That's how Rashi learns his sugi. But the Rambam, tenuchas tumas eichlam beragil alachet design. This is the lashon mashke beis mit bechayim shebazara. The mashke of the place where they shecht the nazara who dam kachim. It's the dam v'amayim. It's also the water. Shenishtam shemem toyim la'olam. They always start ve'im mistamim and they don't become tameh. V'loy machshirim. They're also not machshir. V'dav is a halacha mipi haKabbalah, and it's halacha mipi haKabbalah that says it's halacha l'meishim esinai. Lefikha kol demei azmachim in a mekabel tum ve'in a machshir. Any blood from the carbon is not mekabel tum. Is not machshir. So you see, he also like our papa. He passes like Rav that docha means docha mamish. That doesn't not mekabel tum klal. And the Rambam passes Tumas Mashkin is the Raisa. As I the Rambam says Mefurish and Ilchus Avisatum Perik Zayin Alach Aleph Dava Mefurish B'Tayir Shaiichel VaMashkin Mistamim Shneimah Mikol Aichel Sheachel Sheavol Ma'im Yidma V'Chol Mashkin Sheishas V'Chol Kli Yidma. And he says that Aichel is not Matam Aichel Minatayir V'Loy Amash Mishnim U'Matam Davrechem Minatayir. So the Rambam passes Tumas Mashkin the Raisa only to become Tamei, not to Matam something else. But he also passes like Rav. That dachin mamish and the pshat is like a papa. It's lachem eishim esinai. That means the Rambam says it in the Mishnayos in India, in the Pirush Mishnayos, Parakhes Mishnadal. And there he says, "Klar." The reason why, hey, the beisim and yezis straight the mashke beis mechay dachin. It's lachem eishim esinai. So the Rambam didn't learn kasha the way Rashi learned it. The Rambam learned kasha. It's a kasha. It's not a tiyuvda. The Pnei Yeshua says the Rambam was muchach to say that because the Rambam passes like the Mishnayos. The Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin, that we pass like the Mishnayos and Idiyos. And the Mishnayos and Idiyos bring Rav Yosef ben Yezir and the Mashke Beis Mechaya Dachan. The Mishnayos and Idiyos also bring this Mishnah we have here in Pesachim. It's really taken, it's really a Mishnah in Idiyos. That, Mimeim Shel Kahanam Leinimnu Milahad L'Kshem Mishnivsel Tvulyayim B'nei Shnimim B'tam Emeis. And that's also in Idiyos. And everything in Idiyos is Allah Lamaisa. Now the Gemara there was mechiyak from that Mishnah, Tumas Mashkin is deraisa. So you see that it stems Tumas Mashkin deraisa with Rabbi Yosef ben Yezir Shreda that Mashkin Beis Mechaya is dachan. So you see, you can pass like both of them. As they stayed in the Pnei Yeshua, the only thing that's a little bit shver is that the Gemara brings the Raya even Latam Echeim is the Raisa. The Ram doesn't pass the Latam Echeim is the Raisa. So if everything in Idiyas is Pesach Halacha, including the Diyak that we have here, that even Latam Echeim is the Raisa, so what's the Pesach the Ram doesn't pass the Leia Suda, Svasem is Grad as Maridus on the Pnei Yeshua. The Al-Kobanim, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. So what do you do with the Gemara's Kashas though? You want to say that the Gemara didn't say Tiyufta, but the Gemara's Kashas sound very sure. So he said that as far as the kasha from Rabbi Lazar, very simple. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehezer, Mashke Beis Mimchai Yedach, and that's what the Rambam learned. Rabbi Lazar is the one that says that Mashke Beis Mimchai, that the whole term is Mashke, is the Rabbanim because of the Seydus. But what are the other Tanama arguing him? Not the pshat that they argue on Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehezer, because no one argues on Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehezer. That misses the Rambam there in Pirish Mishnais and Indies is Mashma, that they're two lashonis. In other words, the Gemara before said the word Mishnayis that say that Dam Kachim becomes Tameh. So the Gemara says it's Midarabana Duloy Kivyesim and Yezer Ish Tzveda. That's what the Gemara says earlier. Those Mishnayis don't call like Kivyesim and Yezer. The Rambam Beish Mishnayis in India says that those Tanoim, those Mishnayis were learned before the Eidus of Kivyesim and Yezer Ish Tzveda, before this Eidus. It's mashmas like a Mishnah Rishayin and Mishnah Achrayin. The Maskana, everyone holds their base as a Shveda. If it says anywhere that Dam Kachim became Tamei, the Pshale was before the Seder. So it was a Mishnah Achrayin. A Mishnah Rishayin, I mean. So the Rambam holds there's no Machlokes. So Al-Kapanim, the Machlokes Tanan is, do we learn from a base as a Shveda to ultimate Rashi's Darabanan? Or do we say it's Allah HaMashim Yisinai? So Mel is not such a Kasha from Rabbi Lazar. It's a very interesting Tzlach. He's Mayrich. I'm not going to speak it out. That to explain why the kashas are only a purple lishitase, shtarka purple, why the Gemara's kashas were a purple lishitase, but the etzim, if you don't like a purple lishitase, then it wouldn't be a kasha. Now, what do you do to answer this kasha that the Gemara's second kasha that says that if it's a lochem eshem Sinai, mali karka mali kalim? So maybe you could also say that Reb Shimon is the one that Reb Shimon also holds that there's no lochem eshem Sinai, but other Tanam hold they do. But there's a very interesting thing on the side of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel says that the Gemara didn't answer the kasha about if you're going to say Salachim Hashina, what's Pshat Rabbi Lazar that brought a raya from there to Mismashkin's Darabonim. But the Gemara did answer the kasha of Malikarka Malikalim. Rapapa answered the kasha because the next thing that Rapapa said, Ha the Amr Bekarka Tarim Lashonel al Bemayim Avodam Loi. That was an answer to the question. Because our Papa explained that it's only Mayim and not Dam, and it's only with the Revius, not less than the Revius, now we have an answer to the question. It's a Pella. How is that an answer to the question? That's the question. Rav Shimon holds Tumas Mashkin is the Raisa, so mainly he says that Mashkin basement Mechaya is Dafka when it's Bekarka. And our Papa explained he means Dafka Mayim Bekarka and Dafka Revius Mayim Bekarka. In other words, you need a mikvah. So you see, there is no Achmash Mishina Mashke Besmit Bechayim. The only Matar Mashke Besmit Bechayim when Midarais is anyway Torah because it's a mikvah. So I saw Naftali Reich and a Sefer Mechayim brought it down. The Rameir Arik and a Sefer Tal Terim. Meir Arik and Begadol before the Muhammad. The Sefer Tal Terim. He said, that's okay. They learned the Gemara differently. Because what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, "I hilchasa mali kela mali karka." What's the kash? If it's locham eshem Sinai, what's the difference? Kela eshem karka. Maybe it's locham eshem Sinai dafka by kela, not by karka. I mean, dafka by karka, not by kela. What's the kasha? What's the kash if it's alocham mali karka mali kela? Maybe Reb Shimon holds it's alocham, but alocham was dafka karka, not kela. You can ask a kasha in locham eshem Sinai. What's the pshat? Now the pshat in the Gemara's kasha is that if it's alochem eshem Sinai, what's the pshat it's dafka by karka? Karka anyway is Torah. For karka you don't know alochem eshem Sinai, karka have a pasuk mikvah mayimi a Torah. That's the Gemara's kasha. So a Pabbis Torah says no. That the karka is anyway Torah is dafka when it's mayim, but not by dam. And dafka has a revius, not less than a revius. So then you don't have the kasha one alochem eshem Sinai. Avad alochem eshem Sinai is dafka by karka. But your kasha is, what do you need the Lachem Eshem Sinai? If anyway it's only by karka, I need it for dam. I need it for my listener of these. So he says, it's not meduktah the Gemara, that our Papa said, Hod Amr Rab Shimon, Hod Amr B'karka Torah, Mishmash Rab Shimon said, B'karka Torah, Moshe Nomayim V'dam Loi, And Mayim Nam Lamed Alav Revius, Avalav Revius Tmeim. That's not so meduyik. It's not the pshat that what we said the Karkatorim is away. What we said the Karkatorim is Aslach HaMesh Misinai. And that's of Adam Adam. And that's of Adam Alessin Revius. How the Amit, that thing had a kasha. Then why do you need a Lachamesh Misinai by Karka? It's anyway Torah. I'll tell you why. Because that you're saying we don't need a Lachamesh Misinai is Dafka by Mayim. By Dafka is not a Lachamesh Misinai. And it's Dafka by Esh Revius. By Esh Revius is not a Lachamesh Misinai. That's the pshat of the Gemara. So the problem is answering the kasha. Then even according to Shimon that says, oh, she's dafka by karkas, look at the Lachamesh Misinai, you don't need it. You need it by the case of Dam, in the case of less than Revius. As I learned the Rebbeinu Chananel on the side, so that would stem with the Rambam. Now another Ara in the Rambam, an earlier shiurim we brought, that the Rambam knows Spil Mekdashim, Perek Aleph Allah Alam Abav, says like this, V'chol Dam Kachim Einim Mekabel Tumaklal, Shenem V'dam Al Oysish V'chenu Kamayim, Dam Shenishpach Kamayim, Hu Anakshav Kamayim, Mekabel Tumah, Avodam Kach Mishenish Mekayim Ein Mekabel Tumah. As I state in the Rambam in Hilchas Tumah Mekdashim. Now we mentioned right the Rambam in Hilchas Tumah Seichlin says, Mashke Beis Mekayim Shabazorev Hu Dam Kachim Vayim Shemishdam Shmem Toyim Oilam Vayim Mustam Shim V'Davas Alachem Pia Kabbalah Lefecha Kol Bnei Azlachem Ein Mekabel Tumah Vein Mach. So the Rambam really has two places where he discusses that Dam Kachim Ar Machshir. In Hilchos Tumas Eichlam, he says they're not machshir, they're not metame. I mean, because of it's mashgamei mechay lachem leishim misinai. But in Hilchos Tumas Mekdashim, he brings the drush we had before. Now we mentioned this. The Gemara's drush really only said it by hechsher. The Gemara explained why by hechsher. The Gemara brought Beis Machnina that loy dayam she'ein metame lein machshim. They're not machshul lekabel tumas. The Gemara says if the tushin are machshul lekabel tumas, so how could they say mashgamei mechay is not machshul lekabel tumas? So Mele said, it's a hekesh tamayim. So Mele, Dam Kachim, anyway, can't be marked with the rice, it's a hekesh tamayim. So the Rambam was learning the hekesh also goes on the din of Tumah. That is not Makabal Tumah. Rashi, we said, learns it's Dafka Behekshah. The Rambam, and Hudin Taisis over here, on Tapi Zayin and the Days, holds it also that the hekesh goes to say not only that it's not Makshim, but it's also not Makabal Tumah. So the Mishnah asks the Kasha, why do we need two limudim for? Why do we need two different reasons why Dam Kachim are not Mekabel Tumah? We have the reason of Mashkeh Beis Mekbechayim. We have the reason, Stam, Dam Kachim Mekum, it's not Nishpach Kamayim. So Mashkeh Beis Mekbechayim is Kail other things also. It's not only Kail Dam Kachim. It's Kail Mayim. It's also Kail, I think, Dam, which is not Dam Kachim necessarily. Dam that would be Nishpach Kamayim. Ken Zayin. But what do you need this limud that dam kachim is not makabel tumah? Anyway, it's mashke beis mit mechayim. As I picked the lecha mishnah, he's marich a bit. Then it's in, and Mari Meisada, he says a teretz, so you need the drasha. What about if you take the dam out of the azara? We had before Gemara and Afidzayin and Aleph that you only say mashke beis mit mechayim is tar bim kaiman. But if you bring them chutzim kaiman, you don't have the mashke beis mit mechayim anymore. So Mela, it will be Mekabel Tumah. But since you have a new din of Dam Kachim is not Mekabel Tumah, even end of the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to come on to this new Pasuk, the Hekesh Tamayim. Good, that's it. Chai Richter Geteretz. Mashkeh Mishchai is only Bim Kaiman. You go Chutzim Kaiman, you have to come on to this new Joshua that Dam Kachim is a Mekabel Tumah. Rav Shmuel Mizalsky, Chlisha Rav Shmuel, says a very interesting Cheshman. A very, very interesting Cheshman. It's worth to say over because there's a lot of interesting chedushim in the cheshbon. He says like this: the Gemara earlier after Zayin and Mabez says has a kasha. If mashke beis mit mechayim is dachan, how could you have a psul of dam shenitma? The Gemara says you can't. If mashke beis mechayim is dachan, you can't have a psul of dam shenitma because it's always mashke beis mit mechayim. If you want to say there's a psul of dam shenitma, it has to go nalaga beis ben yezer. And a pasuk, tumas kmatza, whatever it is, you can't have a case of dam kachim becoming pasul for tumah because it's always going to be mashke beis mit b'chay. As I the Gemara said enough to zayin in the beis. So there's sameach as a kasha. It's an ilchus tumas leichlam perik alf alachetes. It says there that if a dam gets congealed, let's say a dam is liquid, but if you leave dam out, it becomes a salad. If the dam dries out, it becomes a salad. Dam shekoresh. It says it doesn't have a din tumas mashkin anymore. If the chishav lela oichlin, then it's matamet tumas oichlin. If the chishav lela mashkin, it's not matamet tumas mashkin. It's a salad, can't be a mashkin. If you decide you want to eat the blood, so then it gets a din tumas oichlin. So fact there, sameach, I have a case. Why do you say they have dam and the dam got congealed? So now it's not a mashkin anymore. Tumas mashkin is the rabbanon, said Rabbi Elazar. There's no din tumas mashkin in the raisa, and mele mashkin beis milchai is dachem. Tumas eichel is of course the raisa. If mashkin that gets congealed becomes an eichel, so it is makabel tumah. So maybe the case of kachin when it becomes tumah is when it became congealed, when it became dam shikaresh. So Sameach says, now you can't have a case, because it won't be makabel tumas eichlin, because it's only makabel tumas eichlin if you decided to eat it. By kachim, you don't have a bailim. Kachim is mamon gavoyim, it's not mamon bailim. You don't have a bailim to go and make a machshava. So mela, you can't say the case of dam becoming tummy is a case where the dam was karash, it's not totally mashke based with bechaya. Because dam shikarash won't be makabel tumas without machshava, and you can't have machshava in it because it's mamon gavoyim, it's not yours. So Rav Shmuel Zelfsky brings down in the notes in the Kisrei Agriz, the Chidushei Agriz, and Menachas Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, he mamish brings the shak of Itai, not b'shem dar sameach. He said he had this kasha that what's the pshat in the Gemara that says that dam shekarash, I mean that dam can't be makabel tumah if mashke basement b'chaya is not makabel tumah, so dam can't be makabel tumah. Why don't you say a case that dam was karash? So he says in Steretz that he doesn't have machshava. So the Rav says that this teretz doesn't work. Why? Because what happened in the Chibas HaKadosh? We spoke about this a bunch of times. Eitzim and Levina are not royal achila, but if they belong to Hekdesh, they're considered an eichel at the din of Chibas HaKadosh. You'll learn from a passing of Basel Le'avis Eitzim and Levina, that Eitzim and Levina get a mekabel tumah at Chibas HaKadosh. So in Mela, kol zman it's a liquid. Taiz asks the kasha, why isn't every mashke based from Mechayim Mekabel Tumah Kibbutz HaKadosh? So Taiz says, because a liquid can't be an eichel. Only a davar av kasha, a solid, can be an eichel. So if you have a salad, it happens to be no one can eat it, it's wood, it's levina, but it becomes an eichel, it's Kibbutz HaKadosh. But if you have a liquid, if Tumas Mashke is not Mekabel Tumah, and you have a liquid, so it can't be an eichel. It's a mashke, mashke is not Mekabel Tumah, and in Mela, that's why mashke based from Mechayim is dacha. Oh! But here you're telling me Stam Shekarash is not a mashke anymore. See, I have a kasha, so it should be makabel tumah. So what's the arson next, Teres? Because you didn't think that it's an eichel. Good, but now Chibas HaKadosh can make it an eichel. As I'm holding a shayla. So again, what are we holding in the cheshbon? It's a shtickle tar in the Gemara early in Daft Zayin and Mabez. The Gemara in Daft Zayin and Mabez held that if you hold mashke basement b'chayin dachan, there's no case of dam kachin becoming tumah and you need vitzitzitz. And the kasha was, what about if the dam got congealed? And our Sameach's teretz is because you need machshava to make it into an eichel, and you can't have machshava because it belongs to kachim. You have the risk of Rav's kasha, but what do you mean? Once it's solid, it can become an eichel at Skibas HaKadosh. So Mel zog the risk of Rav b'shem his father of Chaim, that ain't a chinami. It becomes an eichel, and it would be makabel tumah. But the problem is, zog the Chaim, that when it's hard, you can't do a zrika. Now, there's a shtickle tire there, Reb Chaim is saying, because in the Gemara there, it sounds like there's a difference between chatas kitzainis and chatas pnimius. In chatas pnimius, you can't do a zrika when it's hard, because you can't do the taval, you can't do a tvila, you can't dip your hand in the blood if it's congealed. But in chatas kitzainis, it's mashmi, could do a zrika, because you don't need a tvila. So Reb Chaim has a whole shot in that Gemara, and we can't be ma'ich. But the point is, Reb Chaim is saying, the reason why the Gemara didn't say the case where the dam was congealed, because dam that's congealed, he can't have a Torah Zrika, it's not negay. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, dam shenitma, if you did a Zrika, is it hurts, is it lo hurts, that can't be when it's congealed, because you can't do a Zrika when it's congealed anyway. Why don't you say the case is that the dam became tumah when it's congealed, and then it became a mashke again. So Zakti of Chaim, if there is no Tumas Mashkin, so it becomes a Mashkin again, right? It gets liquefied again, so now it's a Mashkin. Mashkin, but not Makabal Tumah. And Echonami, Kol's matter is Eichel is Takatami. But then anyway, you can't do Zvika. There's no Zvika on solid dam. Zvika has to be on liquid dam. The dam will become liquid again, Yimatami the dam, and then the dam becomes liquid. So Yimatami is Makabal Tumas Eichel, becomes liquid. Now it's a Mashkin. Mashkin can't have Tumas Eichel, it'll be Pakat Tumah. Now we have the teretz. And we start. We want to know, why did the Rambam say, what do we need this drasha for, that dam kachim and not mekabel tumah? Tape the clay, anyway can't be mekabel tumah, it's mashke basim b'chayah. Right? We have the teretz in it. Then it went out of the base of Mikdash. Now we have a new teretz from Shmuel Zavsky. What if the dam got congealed? Now the dam got congealed, if it's only on smashke basim b'chayah, so now it could be mekabel tumah. So zogt Shmuel Zavsky azay. The Gemara in Tezayin and Mabeis was going on the Anocha that there is no Tumah L'mashkim Midrashah, period. So then Reb Chaim's right, that if Dam became Tameh when it's congealed, it was an Eichel, but now it became a Mashkim Midrashah, Mashka can't be Mekabel Tumah, so Mamela, it's Nevin Igeya Zrikas Dam on Dam that's Tameh, because Imanashach, if it's congealed, you can't be Zerikit. If it becomes a Mashka, Mashka is not Mekabel Tumah, period, Midrashah, it's nothing. But now we're saying that Mashke could be Mekabel Tumah Deraisa. Navas. And New Allah Chamashim Yisina, and Mashke Beisim B'chayah can't be Mekabel Tumah. Now, if something became Tumah before was Mashke Beisim B'chayah, and then it turned into Mashke Beisim B'chayah, it stays Tumah. That's a Gemara Mefurish earlier. When you have Mashke that was Nimma B'chutz, and it went with Nim, it stays Tumah. Le'amah Mashke Beisim Elish Nimma B'chayman. So, Kum Deis Vatzach Hezbin. If the dam congeals and a tummy person touches it and it becomes tummy and now it liquefies again, is it remain tummy? It depends. If there's no tumul mashkin bichlal menater, there's no such thing as tumus mashkin, and that's a shad mashkin basement bichaya, so good, mashkin can't have any tumah, period. But if the pshad is, it could have tumah. That is exerus the kars lachem shkira mashkin bichaya is not makabel tumah. Okay, but it didn't become Tomei when it was Mashke Beis Mechayah. It became Tomei when it was an Eichel. Now that it became Mashke Beis Mechayah, it's already Tomei, the Tomei wouldn't be Paka. So Zogt Shuzovsky. So now it's Mishnah of the Rambam. That's why you need the new din that Dam is not Niska Shalmayim. Because Alts Mashke Beis Mechayah, that would only be when it becomes Tomei Alts Mashke. But if it became Tomei, that's an Eichel or remain Tomei. But if you have a new din, it's not Nishvach Kamayim. That takes away its whole teres mashka, like he explained before, like we said in the previous year. There is no din mashka in dam kachim. It's not a mashka, it's apple juice. If dam kachim is apple juice, so even if it became tamei when it was an eichel, but becomes a mashka, it will be pocket a tumah, because it doesn't have a shem mashka. It's not that it has a shem mashka, but this halacha mashka doesn't become tamei. It's already tamei. It doesn't have a shem mashka b'chlal. So kumdeis, what's this teres? The reason why the Rambam needs the hekish is in the case that it became tummy when it was kurish, when it was an eichel, so mashke beis mechayah would not make it that it becomes ice tummy. When it becomes mashke again, it will remain tummy. But since it's a hekish, the hekish will make sure that it won't remain tummy because it doesn't have a shame mashke b'chol. It's not hukish l'may. That's the shtickle from Shmuel Zavsky. And I want to speak about one more inyan that came up on this Amud Taisus here. And the Gemara says that Reb Shimon, we're going with the Gemara, Reb Shimon said that Mashke Beis Mechayah is dafka by Karka, not by Kalim. And the Parshat Pshat, and it's not like the Rambam, the Parshat Pshat is Reb Shimon holds that Mashke Beis Mechayah dachan is only because Midaraisa is not Mekabel Tumah. Reb Shimon holds that Mashke is Mekabel Tumah Midaraisa. But Al Kopanim, when it's Bekarka and it's Mayim, so then Mayim Bekarka is a mikvah is not Mekabel Tumah. A mikvah is not makabel tum, but it has to be revius. Revius is a shea mikvah midiraisis, chazal hatvul mamachlam sinarius, but otherwise it's makabel tum. So Taisa says, mikana imirish, yesh ladaktik, the mikvah shakula shavain and pasal minarabana. Here the re says, you can make a diuk that a mikvah which is kula shav is only pasal minarabana. Taisa has a whole arichas here. This is discussed in a bunch of places. Taisa above Basharadav Samach Vav. And the Rosh at the beginning of Hilchos Mikvayis, and the Rash in the Mishnayis Mikvayis Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, and Kama other Rishonim, the Rashba in his Sharamayim at the end of Teres Abayis, as well as other Rishonim discuss is Psul Shiva Deraisa Derabanan. This Taisus comes out the Psul Shiva is Derabanan. Kama Rishonim held this Deraisa Derishbam Bava Basra, and Taisus there brings Rabbeinu Tam that held this Deraisa. The ones who hold the Raisa say it's the first Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim says that Af Ma'inu Bar Mikvah Ma'im Yatarma Ma'im B'dei Shemayim Af Mikvah B'dei Shemayim. That's why you know Yachol, a person can be Mila B'Kasef and fill up a Mikvah Yachol B'Kasher. Tamalaymar, Mayan Ubar Mikva Mayim, and Mayim Deshmay, Mikva Deshmay. So you see, Mufurish, Adrasha, that Kulay Shav is Daraisa. But the other Rishayim Taisus here says, he says, Asmachta, there are a lot of Adrashas in the Tayyus Kainim that are clearly an Asmachta, because the Gemara says about these things that they're Abanan. So this also could be an Asmachta. So Taisus here brings the Raya from the Tesef, the Mikvish, and Nicharei, Rekon, and Matsu, Malay, Kasha, the Cheskin's voice, Ksheris. That if you leave a mikveh empty, you find it full, it's kosher, it's chesmuk vayis ksheirus. So that sounds like it's derabanan. Otherwise, if it should be a suffix deraisam. But the Rosh and others say, no, forget it, that the seft is right the other way, because it says chesmuk vayis ksheirus. It sounds like that's the chazaka. It's like, reiv mitzvim mitzishkit demumchumim. If someone filled up a mikveh, mistami knows it's halachas, why else would he fill up the mikveh? But otherwise, even if it is a psul deraisam. So the Raya is back and forth. Taisus here brings, like we said, the Raya from our sugya l'chari sounds like a good Raya. If it says Mashke Beis mit Bechaya is Dachan because it's a mikvah, and if it's Bekarka it's Tahr, so that sounds like even if it's Kulashav it's a mikvah midaraisa. So the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvah is in the beginning, and Taisus in Bava Basra brings Rabbeinu Shimshin, the Taisus calls him the Rosh, but the Rosh of Bala Taisus, that says that when the Gemara says Bekarka, means it was always Bekarka, it never was in the Keli. The Keli doesn't mean it's now in the Keli. The Keli means it once was in the Keli, and the Bekarka means it never was in the Keli. So Mamela, it's not a Raya. Agamar is not Tumah Kulei Shav. But it is a little bit Shver, like Taisus here has the Raya, because Taisus here has a Shav. So why did the Gemara make a Chilik in Dam and Mayim? The Gemara should make a Chilik in Mayim Gufa. Loyamar El Shuv and Al Shenu Shuv and Loy. That's Agamar's right. That's the Autaisis right. That sounds like a very stark Raya. Why are you making a chil din dam and mayim? By mayim kuf, you have to make a chil between kulei shav and not kulei shav. So there's another teretz, which Taisis brings about Basra b'shem Ramesh and Mipantiza. What's very interesting is that the Rash himself says this teretz in the Mishnayis, in Mikvayis, Perek Beis Mishne Gimel. I don't understand why Taisis and Bava Basra and the Rash bring a different teretz from the Rash. When we have this teretz in the Rash, but Taisus brings this teretz in the Ramesh Pandiza, which he says that when you pour water on the ground, it flows on the ground. When it flows on the ground, that's called Hamshacha, and Hamshacha is Takadir Rabbanan, or it's Kasher. There's a whole sugi in Tmura Dafi Gimel. If you have Hamshacha, is Kulei Shav Kasher? With Hamshacha, let's say you take the Mayim Shuvim and you pour it on the ground, it flows on the ground, does that make it Ay Shuvim? Or is the pshat, oh, you need roiv mayim ksherim. If you have 21 saw of ksherim, and then you do amshacha 19 saw of shuvim, then it works. But you have to say, if you want to say this teretz, that kulashav is derabanan. I mean, deraisa, kulashav would work according to anyone. Because that's also called that loses the same shav when it goes on the ground. So it's that's amshacha. So that would be a teretz. But get to the two teretzim. There's a teretz that the rishayim bring that karka doesn't mean that it's now Bekarka means it never was in the Keli, but it's a little bit shver because why did Gemara make the Chol Din Dam and Mayim? It could have made a Chol Din Mayim Gufa like Taisus here has. And there's another Teretz that even if it was in the Keli, but now it does Hamshacha, so Hamshacha makes it Tar. Now, there's another sheet to ground about the Zinni. There's two other sheet that's in Rishenim, the way I see it. There's a Raivin and Sefer Baal HaNefesh, Rishenim bring it, that when you want to say it's deraisa, it really depends. There's two cases of shuvim. If a person goes and pours the water into the mikvah, or otherwise creates the mikvah with his own hands, that's a shav which is deraisa. That's not bidei shemayim. But if you have a case of, let's say, you have water coming in from the rain, and it goes through a keli. It goes through a keli, but it's not the pshat that a person had anything to do with it. Right? In order to have a mikvah that's good, you have to make sure the water doesn't go through a keli. So we're in the Mishnayis there. If you have, let's say, it's about a tzina shechak keil of seif kavai, if you have a keli and the water goes through a keli, if you have a pipe bringing the water into the mikvah, rainwater, even though a person has nothing to do with it, if it doesn't go through a keli, it's kasher. If it goes through a keli, it's pasul. The Raivah said that's the rabbana. If a person didn't bring it in the keli, it just went through the keli naturally, you left kelim out and they filled up with water and you broke the kelim and made a mikvah, such a case, that's the Rabbana. Because there, the person didn't bring the water there. It happened to go through a keli. Where does it say keli? If a person made the mikvah, that's the right. So that's the right shita. Now, there's a fourth shita, I think. Again, we're saying there's one shita that shav, kula shav is the Rabbana. One shita, kula shav is the raisa. And we have the raiva that makes a chilik. It depends if it's kula shav on the adam or kula shav with kelim, not through an adam. Now the Rashi Mikvayis has a problem. There's a halacha that if the water comes on Yedei Adavra Makabel Tuma, even if it doesn't go through a keli, it's a pasul, it's a new psul. Havayel Yedei Adavra Makabel Tuma. That psul is a psul deraisa. So he wanted to know, any chanami, even if shav is the rabbanan, but what happened to the problem of it says, that yiyatar havayasa de tarihe. It has to be created through a davar, it's not makabel tuma. So anytime you take a keli, the keli is makabel tuma. So he wants to say the whole shaila, if shiva is the rabbanan, the rice is tuma kli glolim, kli avanim, and kli adama, these are kelim, but they're not makabel tuma, the kelim lagabi shiva, there you could say it's the rabbanan. But if you have a kli eitz, or a kli matches, which is makabel tuma, then it has to be the rice, else avayi davar makabel tuma. Now the chayra, Taisus here doesn't hold that way, because Taisus brings the raya that kula shav is the rabbanan, and we're talking about a keli which is makabel tuma. And the same thing, the raya they bring from the mikvah shenichai vegan umatsumole, that's the raya that any keli, it would be the rabbanan. So how do you answer the kasha of raya that of makabel tuma? Rishayim aren't so clear, just in the tshuvas of Rosh, klal amalav oiv zayin, the kasha the Rashi already asked, but he taka asked the kasha, and he says that he heard the teretz is that avayi davar makabel tuma is only legabe the din of maya, not legabe the din of mikvah. A mikvah has a psul of avayi davar makabel tuma, not now maya has such a psul of words mavur, but not a mikvah. And Reb Chaim says that the Rambam is mavur that way. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Megillas Perek Tes Lachtes says in the Rambam also that way. But what's taka the pshat? Why would be a chiluk maya and a mikvah? So Reb Chaim says the svara lechalik is a maya is a chalais din. He says. A mayan is a chalais din. You know, chalais shei mayan. A mikvah is a metzias. If the wood is gathered together, that's called a mikvah. How it got there is history. It's not negeya. A mayan, you need the chiva to the mayan that the water should have a chalais shei mayan. If the chiva to the mayan is like, they dub him a kabal tumma, spell him the chalais shei mayan. The site of havayah of kabal tumma is when you have to shaf a chalais. A mayan sucked as a chalais. A mikvah is not called a chalais. A mikvah is a metzias. That's a shtickler of Chaim to answer the kasha, why Kula Shav doesn't have the soul of Vayel Devra Makabel Tumah.